ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So, we're just going to continue what we were reading last week.
我们现在就接着就是阅读我们上一次阅读了那个接下来的那个。
I think it was first canto, first chapter, second verse, right? I'll read the Sanskrit first and then the translation.
他说他要先读梵文，然后就是那个翻译。
Dharma projita kaitavotra paramo nirmatsaranam satam vijam vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam shimad bhagavate mahamune kute kimva pararishvara Sadyo hidya varujyate trakitibi shushushabish takshanat. Translation. Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavat Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality, distinguished from illusion, for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need of any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart.
译文：这部佛家梵网誓书剔除所有怀着物质动机从事的宗教活动，呈现只有心地纯洁的奉献者才能理解的最高真理。最高真理是有别于错觉幻象的真实，可以造福众生。这样的真理根除三种苦。 这部优美的博伽瓦坛由伟大的圣人维亚萨德夫在其成熟期编纂，本身已经足以使读者对神有充分的认识。因此，还有什么必要读其他的经典呢？人一旦聚精会神、谦恭顺从地聆听博伽瓦坛，至尊主就会因着知识的培养而永驻他心间。
Does anyone remember anything about what we talked about last time on this verse?
他说：“我就是想要问一下，有谁记住了上一节课他讲过的内容，哪怕是什么内容记住了都可以。”
Go ahead, look at your notes.
看看你们的笔记本。
就是Krishna住在我们的心里面，这是跟智力最大的不同。啊？就是Krishna住在我们的心里，跟智力最大的不同是Krishna住在我们的心里。
He said, the difference between mind and the heart, the Krishna stay in our heart. That's biggest difference.
Krishna. Stays
sitting,
in our
heart. Yeah, sitting in our heart.
Sitting in our heart.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Okay,
还有什么？上礼拜我们有讲什么宗教，就是没有新的宗教。
就是我们卡里年代的人，就是喜欢编新的，然后就是。
The people in Kali Yoga, they like to create their new religions.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes, they like to manufacture something, something different.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to follow what's the tradition. So they want to introduce something new. Yeah. And therefore they can gain popularity by presenting something new.
就他们不喜欢遵循传统的，他们喜欢自己编一些新的东西，这样的话他们就可以得到很多很多的追随者，因为编新的东西。
Even though what? Religion cannot be new, right?
Right.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
And we've also talked about what was the exceptional feature of Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们也谈到了就是圣典卢加瓦坛的那个与众不同的特征特点是。
Does anyone remember what the exceptional feature of
Srimad Bhagavatam is? 大家记得有什么、有吗？赶快看笔记。
就是圣典卢加瓦坛的第一句话。南无达赫拉天大乘菩萨。就是讲，就是说明了一切，就是他可以清除所有的。
You said the very beginning, you know, the first sentence of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, Om Namo Bhagavata, this sentence so powerful can clean all the sinful activities.
Yes, because it establishes right from the very first, right from the very beginning, establishes, doesn't hide, establishes right from the very invocation.That Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth.
就是谈到了从最开始就讲到了至尊 Krishna 就是至尊主，没有任何的就是掩藏什么掩盖什么，很清楚。
And because it was presented by Srila Vyasadeva in mature realization,
由于他是那个圣 Vyasadeva 在他的成熟期的时候去呈现的圣典卢加瓦坛。
Therefore, every single page of the Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna.
所以呢，圣典卢加瓦坛的每一章都跟 Krishna 本人没有区别。
Because Vyasadeva didn't present any interpretation.
因为 Vyasadeva 从来都没有任何就是曲解一些什么的。
He presented Srimad Bhagavatam as it is.
他就是 I will ask you one question later 他就是呈现了如实的呈现了圣典卢加瓦坛，他没有做任何的一个就是拐弯抹角的那些东西什么的。
And therefore simply hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam is purifying.
因此仅仅聆听圣典卢加瓦坛的信息就足以净化我们。
Because it brings one in direct contact with Krishna.
因为这使得人把人直接带向跟 Krishna 就联系上，接触上。
Very important point that we spoke about last week.
这个是我们上个星期说的非常重要的要点。
If the speaker is impurely motivated,And then presents Srimad Bhagavatam according to some other interpretation, then Krishna will not be present.
他说如果那个呈现圣典卢加瓦坛的人内心自己就不纯洁，然后呢总是要用一些个其他的方法去呈现圣典卢加瓦坛的话，那么圣典卢加瓦坛就是 Krishna 就没有在你讲述圣典卢加瓦坛的时候真正出现在那个地方。
Srila Prabhupada used to quote the verse that milk touched by the lips of a serpent, even though it's pure, when the serpent touches it, it becomes poisonous.
圣帕帕的经常就举一个例子说，尽管牛奶是纯净的，但是它被毒蛇的嘴唇碰到过以后，它就变得有毒了。
So when persons present Srimad Bhagavatam according to their own interpretation,Or imperfect conclusions, it's not Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以当人用他自己的 曲解或者是不完整的理解去呈现圣典伯加瓦坛的时候，那就已经不是了。
And therefore, by hearing such a presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam, the heart doesn't become pure.
因此呢，这么样的去聆听这种人去讲述圣典伯加瓦坛的人，他的心也不会变得纯净。
But when one hears Srimad Bhagavatam in disciplic succession,
但是呢，当人从师徒传承里面的人来聆听圣典伯加瓦坛的时候
from those who are strictly following the disciplic succession
啊，而且是从那些个非常严格的遵循师徒传承的教导和原则的人那里去聆听圣典伯加瓦坛
following by having sufficiently heard and having followed the instructions of the previous acharyas
啊，这种尊崇就是他自己有了足够的聆听另外一个他在遵循师徒传承里头的历代的前辈灵性导师所给予的教导
then the pure message of Srimad Bhagavatam comes through and therefore one becomes purified by hearing that message
那么这个样子的话那个圣典伯加瓦坛的纯洁的纯粹的信息就会借由这样的人就是流淌出来
Srila Prabhupada used to give the example
圣帕帕德就是经常会举一个例子
Just like if you touch an electric wire
你那个就是用那个插头插那个插销
If the wire is connected to the powerhouse You'll feel the electricity coming through
那如果就是那个它那个插座它是那个电线一直连到发电厂的话那你插上去以后你能感受到那个电流就出来了
But if anywhere along the lineIt's been cut, then nothing comes.
但是呢，就在整个的这个电的这个系统里头，有任何一个地方如果是剪断了或者是断掉的话，那个电流就没了，没电了。
Just like when there's sometimes when there's a big major storm that comes through, many of the power lines fall down and the lines are cut.
这就像有的时候很多地方发生那个大的就是风暴啊暴雨啊什么的那然后我们知道有很多电线杆子不是吹倒了吗那就断电了
So one of the first things that happens is that electricity goes on
那最后就断电了是不是
You may say well the wire is coming into the building why is there no electricity
那有的时候你就会想说了、啊、那个就是连着那些线都已经在这个这楼里头了怎么会没有电了呢
Because somewhere it's been cut
因为那个整个那个系统的某一个地方是被断掉了
so there's no current
连接断掉了因此就没有电流
or sometimes because the wire has been cut they have to turn off the electricity at the powerhouse because people don't know which is wire is connected and which wire is not connected and they may touch it
所以说有的时候因为这样的事故发生了以后那你可能就要先把那个发电厂的电先给它关掉为什么因为别人不知道什么地方是漏电或者是什么的他要是碰到了那就有生命危险
And if they touch a wire that's connected to the powerhouse they'll electrocute it、
啊、
they'll be electrocuted、
啊、所以呢如果他正好碰到的是那个那发电厂里头那个流出来的电的话那不就被电击到了吗
So it's the same thing with transcendental knowledge.
这个也是超然的知识，也是同样的道理，这么传下来。
When it comes through disciplic succession, and when it's presented without interpretation, then Krishna is present.
所以说当这个知识是从师徒传承传下来，而且是没有曲解的情况下去做的传递的话，那么。Krishna 就会出现在现场
So real connection with disciplic succession doesn't necessarily mean some external connection
所以呢因此跟师徒传承相连并不是说非得是有一种外在的形式的一种连接
Just like if you take two pieces of wire、with insulation around the wire
它就像你那个就是拿那个电极的那个两端然后中间都有那个线
and you tape the wire together but the copper inside doesn't touch
但是如果你即使把它就是放 放到一起，可是里面的那个电就是那个线的心没有碰到一起。
Connected only on the outside, but not connected inside.
能明白吗？那个电线外面那个皮包着，但如果里头那个实心的那个地方是断的话，外面看起来是断的，但实际上内在根本就没有连接。
So the electricity doesn't come through, although it looks connected.
所以尽管呢看起来好像是连接着的，但实际上那个传递力量传递是没有的。
Similarly, someone may wear a Vaishnava dress.
同样的道理，有一些人好像穿着是 Vaishnava 的衣服。
They may put tilak on.
甚至可以把提拉克放在自己的脑袋上。
They may even go by some spiritual name.
甚至他们也会有一些个灵性的名字。
But these are external things.
但所有这一切全部都是外向。
Real connection means to be strictly following.
真正的连接在于严格的遵守所有的教导。
That's connection.
这个是连接。
When one is strictly following, then the message comes through.
当一个人他是严格的遵循所有的教导的时候，那么那个信息才会透过他流淌出来。
So it's not something external.
所以不是一些外在的东西。
This is point that Srila Prabhupada is making right here in this verse.
这个就是圣帕帕德在这个地方，在这一节诗里面所强调的重点。
That the Bhagavad, not Prabhupada, but Vyasadeva.
Vyasadeva 强调的重点。
Prabhupada speaking in the commentary.
帕帕帕德是在那个要旨，在评注里头在讲话。
And that's why last week we mentioned that Prabhupada's commentaries keeps Vyasadeva's message completely intact.
这就是我们上一节课就说了，帕布帕德的那个评注和要旨，使得古时候的那个 Vyasadeva 所给予的信息，让我们现代人是可以接收的，连接着，能听懂的。
So this Bhagavad Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart.
就说这个最高的圣典摩迦瓦坛，它所包含的是最高的真理，只有心地纯洁的奉献者才能够理解的最高真理。
So to understand the message, one must be pure in heart.
所以想要真正的明白这个信息的话，人必须是内心纯洁的。
But what did we say last week?
啊，那但是我们上一节课说什么来着？
Because people raised objections. Well, if we're not pure in heart, how will we understand them?
因为到时候人家说，如果那个内心不纯洁的话，我们怎么明白呢？
Do you remember the answer to this?
你们记得不记得当时给你们的那个回答？那是非常重要的。
If you don't understand this point, then there's no sense even sitting in class anymore.
那如果你不明白这个道理的话，你根本不需要在这个课里头坐在这儿听了。
What is the point?
那当时他提的是什么？
Once one does this,
he or she becomes pure in heart. Yes, becomes exactly. So, that, then I will just say,
just by hearing, one becomes pure in heart.
所以说，人仅仅通过聆听圣典博迦瓦坛，他的心就会变得纯洁。
Therefore, this gives importance of hearing.
这个就是强调了聆听的重要性。
Hearing Bhagavatam from persons who are presenting it according to the intention of the original author.
要聆听什么呢？要聆听那些个真正的明白作者的意思的人来讲述那个信息。
So even if we're impure in heart.
哪怕是我们那个听的时候，我们的内心是不纯洁的。
Simply by hearing, we become purified.
那么听这样的人讲的话，仅仅通过这样的听，我们的心就变得纯洁了。
And Srila Prabhupada many times would quote the verse from this volume of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那个圣帕帕的经常的就从这个圣典博迦瓦坛的这一个卷里面，这一篇里头来引述那个诗文。
In the second chapter.
在第二章里面。
Shrinvata Svakata Krishna.Punya Shavana Kirtana Kridyantya Stohyabodani Virunoti Surit Sutam.
Which verse?
Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna.
Which verse?
I can't remember which number of the verses. If I had the book, I could tell you, but I don't have the book.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I just have.
在第二章里面了，在第二章里面。
Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cleanses the heart from material enjoyment.
那节诗的意思就是说，至尊人格守神从心中去除啊，就是清洁我们的心。
From within the heart of that person who develops the urge to hear his messages.
那是。对，在什么人心中 ？I have to say it again because
there's more to it. I'm trying to make it short.
Yes. 就是对于那些个渴望聆听圣典博伽瓦坛信息的人，至尊人格守神 Krishna 就会在他的心中净化他的心。
Maybe I can find the verse real quickly that they can translate it right.
Because the English and Chinese is just.
Shrinvatam svakata Krishna punyashavana kirtana.
The 17th.
17th?
Is that this?
Yes, that's it. 17. I knew it was in the teens, but I didn't know which one. 17, go ahead. So read that verse.
好，那我就来读一下那个中文，就是做，大家看一下第十七节诗，看到了吗？第二章的第十七节诗，第二章第十七节，
114页
，OK， 我念了。作为众生心中的超灵，诚实奉献者的恩人，人格守神 Krishna 会把渴望聆听他信息的奉献者心中的感官享乐欲望清除掉，正确的聆听和歌唱他的信息是虔诚活动。
So, Krishna who's in our heart, he takes away these material desires.
Krishna 就住在我们心中，因此他把我们心中的物质欲望给拿走。
We can't, don't take them away.
我们自己拿不走的。
Sometimes we think, oh, I have so many material desires. How can I get rid of them?
有的时候我们就想了，哎呦，心中怎么有那么多的物质欲望？我怎么什么时候才能摆脱掉这些物质欲望
？A lot of people ask that question.
很多人都在问这样的问题。
The more I hear, the more I see how attached I am.
我听得越多吧，我越发现我是多么的执着依恋这个世界。
Seems like I'm so attached. How do I get rid of all these attachments?
好，那由于我是那么的执着这个世界里头的一切，我究竟怎么最后才能够就是摆脱这样的执着和依恋呢？
Very common question.
这是一个非常被人家常问的问题。
How do I get rid of my attachments?
我怎么才能够把我那种执着依恋把它去除掉？
The answer is you can't.
回答是你去除不了。
But Krishna can.
但是 Krishna 可以。
And that's what this verse is saying.
这就是这节诗在说的东西。
That it's Krishna in the heart who cleanses away these desires for enjoyment.
实际上是 Krishna 在我们心中在去除我们的感官享乐欲望。
When we develop simply the desire to hear his messages.
当我们开始培养起那种渴望聆听有关他的信息的那样的愿望的时候
，and very important point，
啊，这里很重要的这个
，when they are properly heard and chanted，
然后呢，他们正确的聆听和吟诵吟唱
，not improperly heard and chanted，
不是不正确的聆听和吟诵吟唱。Can you give me an example？
There's a difference between properly and improperly。
啊，那正确的聆听和吟诵吟唱和不正确的聆听和吟诵吟唱是不一样的。
It's like somebody may read Srimad Bhagavatam to people, say, "I want to become famous. I want to become famous." Somebody may read Srimad Bhagavatam to people and think,
okay,
"I want to become famous."
那个就像比方说，有一些人，他给别人读朗读圣典博伽瓦坛的时候，他自己的内在想的是，我想要变得出名。
And he may speak so nicely.
那哪怕这种人，哪怕他说的再好
，but he's thinking I want to be famous.
但如果他想的是我想要变得有名
，that means he wants to eclipse Krishna.
意思就是他想要把 Krishna 就是放的比他要低。
This is his own motivation.
这个是他自己的一个动机。
I want to use Krishna for serving me.
也就是说，我想要 就是用 Krishna 来给我做服务。
So everybody's heard about Krishna.
那每一个人都听到了 Krishna.
And I'll talk about Krishna.
也就讲述 Krishna.
To serve myself.
但是呢，目的是为了为我自己。
So I could become famous.
那这样的话，我就可以变得就是有名了。
So people say, oh, very good, very good.
然后人们就开始鼓掌，觉得特别好。
But Krishna's not there.
但是 Krishna 并不在那个地方。
Because Bhagavatam has not been properly chanted.
因为那个圣典博迦瓦坛并没有被正确的吟诵。
So nobody's heart becomes clean.
所以没有人的心是变得纯洁了。
But what happens when the person wants to glorify Krishna?
但是呢，当一个人他实际上是真的想要赞美 Krishna,
the person wants to attract others to serve Krishna, not himself, but to serve Krishna.
而且呢，那种人他想要吸引其他的人去为 Krishna 做服务，而不是为他自己做服务。
Then others hear the real message.
那其他人就聆听到了那个真正的信息。
And then they become attracted to Krishna.
然后他们就变得开始对 Krishna 开始感兴趣。
And then Krishna sees that they're becoming attracted to him.
那当 Krishna 看到其他人受到他的吸引的时候，
because he's in their heart.
因为他在每一个人的心中，
he removes the obstacles.
他就把那个障碍去除掉，心中的障碍。
He takes them away.
他把那些个内心的。
But this is, then this presents another problem.
这个时候就有出现了另外一个问题了。
Because sometimes what happens is when Krishna starts taking away the obstacles, we start to think, Krishna, what are you doing? Don't take those away. I'm too attached to them.
哦，他说这接下来就有另外一个问题了。当 Krishna 开始就是要去除他的障碍的时候，然后我们就说了 ，Krishna， 不要把他们拿走，我太依恋他们了。
Krishna's thinking, I want to bring this person closer to me. These are obstacles.
然后 Krishna 就是本来想说 ，OK， 有一些东西是他灵，就是他的进步路途上的障碍，我要把这些东西帮他拿走。
So I want to help this person to come closer to me.
我想要帮助这个人接近我。
So Krishna starts taking away some attachment.
然后 Krishna 就开始拿走一些依恋执着的东西。
And then we said.Krishna, what are you doing?
然后我们就会说了 ，Krishna， 你在做什么
？Can't do that.
你不能这么做。
I want both.
我两个都想要。
I want you, and I want my attachments too.
我既想要你，我也想要我执着依恋的那些事物。
And then we start getting nervous.
然后我们就开始感到紧张了。
That Krishna might take it away from me when I'm not looking.
I'm not looking for what?
When I'm not protecting my attachment.
啊哈，然后我们就开始紧张说，哦，我要是不注意去保住观看我这些个依恋的话 ，Krishna 可能把他们都拿走了。
So I can't hear from him anymore.
然后我不能再听他的了，不能再听他。
I have to think about my own attachment.
我应该好好想想我自己依恋和这个执着的东西是什么，我要去专注在那个上面。
And therefore, when we start thinking more and more about our own attachments, we can't hear.
所以说，当我们越来越开始又去。专注的想念我们自己依恋和执着那些东西的时候，我们就再也不能听了，听不下去了。
Mind becomes too disturbed.
啊，我们的心内心就会受到那么多的打扰。
Krishna's taking away my attachment.
Krishna 把我的那些的依恋执着的东西都拿走了。
I can't let him do that.
我可不能让他这么做。
So then we think I can't hear about him anymore.
然后我们就会想说，我再也不能听这些信息了。
That's what happens.
他这个真的就发生了。
Did I ever tell the story about the boy who was living in the temple many, many years ago?
Maybe, yeah, to them. I know that.
You heard the story?
Yeah, I heard, but you can tell them. 他说，我接下来要给你们讲一个故事。他就问我，他讲那故事。我说我知道，但是愿意上给你。
This is a short story.
他说这是一个很短。
It's a long story, but I'll make it short.
啊，对。他说这本来是一个很长的故事，但是我就很短的把它讲出来。
Many years ago in Boston, there was a boy that used to come to our temple.
很久以前有那个波士顿的那个庙啊，那有一个就是。这种啊，就是年纪的这种青年人，就会到我们的庙里来。
He started visiting when he was very young, maybe about 15, 16 years old.
Oh, like that. 就是他是15、16岁少年，他就来到我们的庙里。
He used to like coming to the temple.
他曾经特别喜欢来。
He'd always do all kinds of service.
然后就做各种各样的服务。
So he did that for many years.
他做了很多年。
And at one point, he decided he wanted to live in the temple.
然后呢，到了一个阶段的时候，他就决定要离开了。
So he was older at that time, maybe around 19, 20 years old.
所以那个时候差不多已经是十九二十岁了。
So he lived in the temple for a little while, and then he disappeared.
然后呢，他就在那里就住了一段时间，就消失了。
Just disappeared.
就是就。
But didn't say anything.
蒸发了，就消失了，什么也没有说，就没了。
Many months later, he came back.
很多个月以后，他就回来了。
And he was wanted to serve again.
然后就想要再做服务。
So he just started doing service very naturally the way he had done it before.
然后呢，他就又开始像以前那个样子，又开始做服务。
He did it for a little while, and then he disappeared.
然后做了一段时间以后，又消失了。
And then he did this, coming and disappearing many times.
他来来去去，来了消失，来了消失很多次。
And then some years later, he disappeared for a long time.
然后呢，过了几年以后，他有一次消失了很长时间。
And then what happened was, we started getting phone calls from the temple.
然后呢？接下来，我们的庙里头就开始接到电话。
We didn't know who it was.
我们不知道是谁打的电话。
But the person would, we pick up the phone, the person would start screaming, "I hate Krishna! I hate Krishna! I hate Krishna!"
然后呢，等到我们一接起电话呢，那边的人就开始吼叫，说我恨 Krishna, 我恨 Krishna, 我恨 Krishna.
And then we just hang up the phone. We didn't want to hear that.
然后我们当然就不想听了，我们就把电话给挂了。
Call again and again and again.
然后呢，就这样的电话就一次又一次，一次又一次的来。
And then they started saying terrible things about Krishna.
然后开始呢，就开始亵渎 Krishna, 讲很多特别难听的话。
We put the phone down.
我们就又把电话给挂上。
And that went on for quite some time. We tried to call the police to find out if they could trace the call, but they couldn't do it.
啊，那这个事情发生了相当长的一段时间，甚至我们后来想，就是说找警察看看他们要不要就电话追踪一下，看看是谁打的这个电话。但是他们警察没做，做不了什么。
And then this boy, who's now a young man, came back and visited the temple again.
然后突然有一天。这个曾经这个少年，当然现在变成一个青年人了，就又来到庙里了。
And as he was talking, somebody recognized the voice to be the same voice on the phone. But as he was talking,
yeah,
somebody recognized his voice as the same voice they would hear on the phone.
然后当他在讲话的时候，那个庙里的有人就听出是他的声音了。I remember.Again disappeared and started to criticize the devotee.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. That's then they recognize something.
Well, okay. I was going to say, I was going to try to make the story short.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then they asked him, was that you making those phone calls?
然后呢，那个听说他声音的人就说是不是你在打这个电话
？And he said, finally he broke down and admitted, yes, it was me.
到最后，这个人就终于就垮掉了，然后就、yeah. 他就说，对，是他承认了，是我。
Why did you do that?
说那你为什么这么做呢
？He said, because every time I left the temple, I wanted to forget Krishna.
他说因为我每一次离开庙以后，我想要忘记 Krishna.
And I wanted to enjoy.And the only way I could enjoy is if I would forget Krishna.
他说我想要去享受这个世界。那我唯一能享受的就是我忘掉他，我才能去享受。
But I couldn't forget Krishna.
但是我就是忘不了他。
He wouldn't let me go.
他不放开我。
And I couldn't enjoy anymore.
我也不能去享受，再也不能去享受。
And I became so angry. I was thinking, Krishna, leave me alone, let me go.
啊，然后我就变得那么的生气，然后我说 ，Krishna， 你能不能放开我？你就让我去吧。
Forget me.
你把我给忘了。
And he was thinking the only way he'll forget me and let me go is if I start blaspheming him and criticizing him.
然后我就想说，唯一能够让他 放开我让我走的方法就是我开始骂他，我开始辱骂他。
And he wouldn't let me go.
但是他还是不让我走。
So I had to come back again.
啊，所以我现在还得回来。
So sometimes we try to forget Krishna.
所以有的时候我们想要忘掉。
Oh, Krishna's going to take away my attachments.
啊，因为到时候 Krishna 要把我所有依恋执着的东西全都拿走啊。
I'm going to try to forget about. I don't want to hear about him.
我这是我准备把他给忘了，我再也不想听他。
So we can't hear.
所以我们就那个时候我们就再也听不下去。
So the point is, it's not we don't take away our own attachments. It's Krishna when he understands our sincerity.He starts taking, he takes away attachments.
所以说重点是并不是我们自己把我们心中的执着和依恋给去除掉，而是处在我们心中的Krishna，当他明白我们是那么的真诚的时候，他就会把这个执着和依恋把它去除掉。
But that's because he's very kind.
这是因为他太仁慈了。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
And he wants our love.
他想要我们对他的爱。
He doesn't want us to stay.In the material world, suffering because of our attachments.
他不希望我们因为我们的那些执着和依恋，然后就留在物质世界里受苦。
Because attachments to material things simply bring suffering at the end.
因为如果执着和依恋物质性的事物的话，最终的结果就是痛苦。
Give some immediate pleasure.
当然有可能当下给你一些些愉悦的感觉。
But because they're material, they're temporary.
但是由于他们是物质性的，因此他们是短暂的。
And we're going to have to lose them anyways.
而且我们说句实话，到最后怎么样都得失去它。
And therefore, it's going to end in suffering.
所以说，到最后结局一定是痛苦，失去嘛就是痛苦。
So Krishna doesn't want us to suffer.
Krishna 不想让我们受苦。
He wants our love.
他想要我们的爱。
He wants us back.
他想要我们回到他身边。
So Krishna's thinking about our real long-term self-interest.
所以实际上 Krishna 他是在为了我们长远的好处。
So Krishna is so kind.
Krishna 是那么的仁慈。
That he purifies us.
他净化我们。
From these attachments.
就是净化我们。不要再去执着和依恋那些物质。
And actually, it's not very painful when we let Krishna do it.
实际上，当我们让 Krishna 在我们心中起作用的时候，并不是那么的痛苦的感觉。
It's much more painful when Maya does it.
当如果不是 Krishna， 而是 Maya 错觉能量来做这个事情的话，那就是太痛苦了。
Because when Maya does it.We don't take shelter of Krishna.
因为当如果是错觉能量 Maya 做这个事情的时候，那个时候我们是没有投靠依靠 Krishna.
And therefore, we suffer so much.
正因为如此，到时候我们就会感受到是那么的痛苦。
But when Krishna does it,
但是当 Krishna 这么做的时候
，Krishna is always very kind.
Krishna 总是那么的仁慈。
He's saying no. He makes us feel really good. Massages our heart.
他。会让我们感到那么的舒服，他是在按摩我们的心脏，让我们。
I'll tell you a story about myself.
我现在给你们讲一个我自己的故事。
Forgive me for talking about myself, but this is an experience I had many years ago.
他说：“请原谅我谈我自己，但这个是我曾经的体验。”
And this is a good example of what Krishna did for me.
这是一个很好的例子，就 Krishna 对我做了什么。
In 1975,
在1975年的时候
，I was what 23 years old.
我那个时候差不多23岁吧。
I was a young brahmachari.
我是一个年轻的 brahmachari 真守生。
And I was distributing Srila Prabhupada's books every day.
那个时候我每天都在派发圣帕帕的书籍。
And I used to go out.And distribute Srila Prabhupada's books sometimes for 8-10 hours a day.
我有的时候出去派圣帕帕德的书，差不多每天8到10个小时。
And the president of the temple at that time.
那个时候的那个庙长。
For some reason, I didn't know, but for some reason, He'd like to insult me publicly.
哦，那个时候我也搞不懂为什么那个当时那个庙长总是当着别人的面羞辱我。我不知道原因是什么，但是他喜欢这么做。
I didn't understand why he did it.
我也不明白他为什么这么做。
But some, he would do it quite often.
但是他会经常这么做。
And it became very painful because I was thinking, you know.I was identifying with my body.
他说到后来就变得挺痛苦的一件事情，因为什么呢？因为那个时候我是认同我的躯体嘛。
Now whether the temple president was right or wrong, that's not so important.
他说实际上不管那个庙长做的对还是不对，实际上并没有那么重要。
So don't get caught up in thinking about well.
啊，你们千万不要再想了哦，就是哎呦，一天到晚就把注意力放在那个啊，那个庙长怎么能这么做？什么不用去想这些事。
That's not an important part of the story.
这个不是这个故事里面的重点所在。
The important part of the story is that I tried my best to just tolerate it.
重点是我一直尽量努力的去。忍受这件事。
And I would never complain. I never said anything to anyone about it.
我对任何人都没有提起过这些事。
But it was becoming hard.
但是确实是我自己挺难受的。
And then one time I came back to the temple because I was out traveling distributing books, and I came back to the temple and I was asked to give Srimad Bhagavatam class.
那有一次呢，他因为我是就是旅行。去派书，然后有一次，当我回到庙里以后，我被要求讲述圣典伯加瓦坛的课。
And the temple president wasn't at the temple; he was away for some time.
那个当时那个庙长没在庙里头，他到别的地方去一段时间。
He used to give most of the classes in the morning.
他是那个基本上每天早上都会讲课。
But because he wasn't there, I was asked to give class several days that week.
那因为当时他不在那个庙里头，所以差不多有好几天的时间，我被要求讲课，所以讲了好几天的课。
And I was asked to speak from verses in Srimad Bhagavatam from the fifth canto.
那我当时呢，就是被要求讲述《圣典伯加瓦坛》第五篇的内容。
And the exact verses that I was speaking from were all about Jad Bharata, these two persons, Jad Bharata and Maharaj Rupugana.
那当时我要讲的那一段正好全部都是讲那个 Jad Bharata 王和那个 Rahugana 的王的事情。
Jad Bharata was a very advanced soul.
那 Jad Bharata 那个 Maharaj 他是一个非常非常高等的灵魂。
Maharaj Rupugana was a very puffed up king.
那个另外一个君王就是 Rahu， 那他是个非常就是骄傲自满的一个君王。
And one time he was being carried in a palanquin.
那有一次呢，就是那个 Rahu 的那个王，他是被轿子抬着在走。
And they picked,
他坐在轿子里面。
They needed a fourth palanquin.Person to carry the palanquin.
那个时候呢，他们需要四个轿夫去扛那个轿子。
And they found this Jad Bharata and asked him to carry the palanquin.
那后正好缺一个人，所以就正好看那个 Jad Bharata 在那个路边上，所以就把他叫来。OK， 说你扛轿子。
Jad Bharata was a very enlightened soul.
那 Jad Bharata 他已经是一个就是完全启明了的一个灵魂，完全充满了所有的知识的灵魂。
So as he was carrying the palanquin, he would see ants on the ground. As he was walking, he would try to avoid stepping on the ants.
所以当他在就是扛着那个轿子的时候，他就看到地上有蚂蚁，所以他每走一步都努力的想要就是避开那些蚂蚁，不要踩到他们。
And as he was trying to avoid stepping on the ants, the palanquin was jumping up and down.
那因为他自己老是跟人家的步调不一样嘛，他为了就是避开那蚂蚁，所以他步调不一样，那个轿子就很颠簸了。
And King Rahugana became, because he was so puffed up, so proud, he started yelling at Jad Bharata.
那个当时那个 Rahugana 王，他因为是那么骄傲自满的一个人，因此他就开始就是大声的训斥 Jad Bharata 嘛。
You crazy fool! What are you doing?
他就说你个 疯子蠢货你在干什么
And he started insulting him.
然后他就开始辱骂他
And the very verses I had to give classes on was when Maharaj Rahugan was insulting Jud Bharata.
那我当时要讲的那节课就是念的那节诗呢正好就是 Rahugana 王要就是在骂那个 Jud Bharata。
And then the verse I spoke on was Jud Bharata's reaction to those insults.
哦、oh, 对，那我讲的那节诗是那个 Jud Bharata 他对于那个 Rahugana 王对他的辱骂，他的反应是什么的那一节诗。
So I was speaking from the verse.
啊、oh, ，那我当时就在讲那节诗的内容。
And as I was speaking, I was realizing, boy, Krishna.Put me right here to speak about this topic for a reason.
好，那就在我讲那节诗的时候，他说我就意识到了，哦，原来 Krishna 他是把我放在这儿，这个时候来讲这节诗，他是有原因的。
And Jud Bharata was speaking very enlightened knowledge to Maharaj Rahugana, explaining why he wasn't disturbed by the insults.
好，那这个是那节诗正好就是讲的那个 Jud Bharata, 他。跟那个 Rahugana 王就讲，为什么你这么羞辱我？我没什么感觉。
And here I was speaking about these things.
那就在我在讲述这个诗的内容的时候
，I was getting so many realizations.
我突然就有了那么多的觉悟。
I was thinking, "Wow, Krishna is so kind."
然后我就想说，哦 ，Krishna 他那么仁慈。
And I was thinking, I would have never got these realizations if the president didn't insult me.
当时我就想了，如果那个庙长从来没有这么羞辱过我的话，我就得不到这么深刻的觉悟了。
Because it was so much directly about what was experiencing in my heart, I was getting such wonderful realizations, and I was feeling like liberated.
但当时呢，正因为他说，就是他是处在这么难过的一个状态下，然后那个诗文讲的东西就直接就进入了他的内心，啊，那让他感觉到突然他好像解脱了。
And 3 days in a row, I had to give classes on these verses.
嗯，有三天的时间连着要讲这些个诗文，就跟这个有关。
And by the end of the third day, I felt like Krishna was personally massaging my heart.
那这三天以后，我就感觉到 Krishna 就好像在亲自在按摩我的心。
I was so happy.
我那个时候是那么的快乐。
And I was so grateful to the temple president.
我对那个庙长充满了感激之情。
I was feeling so, in my heart, I was feeling, wow, if he never insulted me like that, I don't think I would have ever gotten such realizations like I'm getting right now.
我就觉得，如果那个当时那个庙长没有这么就是一直不断的羞辱我的话，我根本就不可能通过阅读。
And although it was very painful the way the president was insulting me,
嗯，尽管那个当那个庙长在羞辱我的时候，对我来说是很刺痛的感觉。
By the time I finished those classes, I was like
liberated. 可是等到我讲完那三天课以后，我就感觉到我解脱了的感觉。
I couldn't wait for the temple president to come back to thank him.
我甚至就忍不住，就是那么急切的等着那个庙长回来，我要跟他说谢谢。
But I didn't say anything to him.
当然了，即使他回来，我没有跟他说什么。
I didn't say anything to anybody.
我没跟任何人说任何事情。
And the amazing thing is that shortly afterwards, the temple president just.Stopped insulting me.
所以说很神奇的事情就发生了。接下来这样的情况发生以后，在很短的时间里头，那个庙长再也不羞辱我。
I never said anything to him.
我什么都没跟他讲。
Never said anything to anyone else.
我也没跟别人讲任何事情。我说的是 anything.
And he just stopped.
他就停了。
It wasn't until about 24 years later.
那后来过了24年以后
I started talking about this.
我才开始讲这个。
Like I'm talking to you now.
现在就像我跟你们讲一样。
And I met the person who was the temple president at that time.
watch them
24 years.
他说我24年以后我遇上了当年的那个庙长。
And he had heard from other people that I never mentioned his name. I never mentioned his name. To this day, I have never mentioned his name to anybody.
他说，他因这个庙曾经的庙长就听到别人就是转述他讲了那个事件，可是他在讲事件的时候，他从来没有提过那个庙长的名字。
But when he heard from other people about the story I had told them, he knew it must have been him.
对，但是他听到别人讲他讲了那个事件以后，他当然知道那个庙长就是他自己的。
And I was a sannyasi then.
那个时候他已经是一个出家人了 ，sannyasi.
He was a householder and having very difficulty, a lot of difficulty in his spiritual life.
那个庙长呢？那个时候是一个就是居士，那在他的灵性生活过程当中，很多很多的困难，遇到很多的困难。
So he came up to me and he said, "Maharaj, I think I might have offended you."
那然后他就到马哈拉什面前就跟他说马哈拉什我想我可能冒犯了你了。
I said, no, why do you say that?
那他就说 said, 没有啊你为什么这么讲
I heard some stories about
他说我听到了一些个故事讲的有关什么东西。
And he went down, he got down to touch my feet.
然后他就弯下腰去触碰他的双
足。He wanted to apologize.
他想这么做是要道歉。
And I picked him up and I held him in an embrace. He said, "What are you doing?"
那然后我就把他就是扶起来抱住他说你在做什么
？I said, "You don't have to apologize."
我跟他说你不需要道歉。
I said, "I've got such wonderful realization."
他说我是通过这件事情我得到了那么神奇的一种体验，那种觉悟。
I'm the one that should be apologizing to you because I never thanked you for all of these years for what you did for me.
那我是我应该向你道歉，因为过了这么多年，我都没有去向你感谢过。
We just embraced.
然后他们就两个人就拥抱。
But then he apologized.
He
said, "You're a sannyasi now. I better be careful."
That's the problem. He said, "那个是居士过去的那个庙长说，你现在是sannyasi，最好我小心点。我说这真的是重点。
Anyways, the point of the story is that sometimes Krishna puts us in a very difficult situation about our attachments, and it hurts."
他说重点就是说我们由于就是依恋执着很多事情所以有的时候就是 Krishna 就会把我们放在特别困难的处境当中那当然那种处境让我们感到很受伤
But if we don't complain and accept it as his mercy
但如果我们不抱怨然后把这个接受为是他的仁慈的话
He's very kind He's trying to take me take away my attachment to my body, to my false ego.
就是我们应该想说，他非常的仁慈，他想要把我的这个假我给弄走。
Krishna is doing this to me.
是 Krishna 在做这些事。
And if we think like that,
当我们是这么想的话
，it's so much easier.
就变得非常容易。
Krishna helps us.
因为就是度过这样难关就很容易了，因为是 Krishna 在帮助我们。
When we see that Krishna is behind everything,
当我们看到 Krishna 实际上在幕后操纵着一切。
We don't see Krishna behind everything.
如果我们看不到是 Krishna 在背后在做
作用。And we try to protect our attachments.
然后我们试图就是要保护我们的那些个依恋执着。
When Maya gives us so much pain and suffering, it's all there is pain and suffering.
那当玛雅错觉能量给我们这些痛苦的时候，那我们会感到特别的痛苦和难受。
And there's only temporary relief.
啊
？And there's only temporary relief.
那个 where we live, our this temporary relief, what's the logic? I don't understand this.
We will we'll only get temporary relief from the pain and suffering that Maya gives us.
Okay, 如果是 Maya 在控制局面的话，那我们就是在这种层面上行事，可能得到的只是短暂的一个轻松，放松的一个状态。
Just like sometimes we try to forget painful things.
啊，这个就像有的时候我们试图想要忘记让我们觉得特别痛苦的事情。
But it's only temporary relief.
但是你那种遗忘只是一种短暂的遗忘。
Because you remember it again.
因为到时候你还会再想起来。
Or sometimes we may try to do something else to take our mind off things.
Take what?
To take our mind off the painful experience.
然后有的时候我们会 OK, 我现在特别痛苦在想这件事，我去忙其他的事情，这样的话让我暂时不去想这件事情。
But it's temporary.
但是这些的
Still think about it again.
到最后都是一个短暂的这种所谓的放松，到最后记忆又会回来，又会想起来。
But when we take shelter in Krishna.
可是当我们脱避于 Krishna 的时候，
and Krishna helps us to transcend the cause of our pain.
Krishna 就会让我们超越导致痛苦的那个原因。
Then one becomes transcendental to these things, he won't be affected by them again.
当一个人变得就是超越所有这一切的时候，那么这些事情再发生的时候，他就不会再受到影响了。
And that's what Krishna is trying to do for his devotees.
这个就是 Krishna 在他的奉献者身上在做的事情。
Anyone who calls out his name even once sincerely, Krishna won't forget them.
任何一个人，哪怕是只有一次，就是真诚的呼唤 Krishna 的话， Krishna 就不会忘了他了。
And Krishna helps them to come closer to him.
然后 Krishna 就会帮助这样的奉献者去接近他。
Sometimes there's pain.
有的时候过程是挺痛苦的。
But when we remember Krishna, it's like feeling Krishna massaging our heart.
但是当我们想起 Krishna 的时候，我们就会感觉到好像那种感觉是 Krishna 在给我们的心在按摩。
So that's how wonderful Krishna is.
这个就是 Krishna 有那多么的好。
Krishna doesn't forget.
Krishna 他不会忘记。
If we simply go on hearing about him.
所以只要我们一直不断地去继续聆听有关他
That is all he asks, just go on hearing about me.
这是他唯一对我们的要求，就是一直不断地聆听有关我的一切。
Don't give up.
你不要放弃。
Hear about me.
不要停止，一直不断地聆听有关我，一直不断地吟诵吟唱我的圣名。
And you will overcome these obstacles of the attachments to this world.
那么你最后就会克服跨越这个世界里面你所具有的那些执着和依恋的那些东西。
There is a story about a very great Vaishnava Acharya.
那么有一个有关非常伟大的这个 Vaishnava 前辈灵性导师的故事。
His name is Bilva Mangal Thakur.
他的名字叫
Bilva Mangala Thakur.
Bilva Mangala Thakur.
He lived a long time ago.
那他这是很古远的一个。
He lived in a different age. He lived to be like 700 years old.
他是差不多600年前的一个人。
And in his previous birth, he had achieved a very elevated position.
在他的前世，他已经就那个灵修的层面达到很高的层面了。
This is also could be a long story, but I'll try to make it short.
他这个也是一个很长的故事，那我尽量的就是简短的讲。
So, Bilva Mangal Thakur, in the present life, although he had become very elevated in his previous life, he had strong attachments to women.
那么 Bilva Mangal Thakur 那个灵性导师。尽管他在前一生是已经灵修到了很高的阶层，但是他在这一生呢，他有一个特别强的依恋，就是依恋女人。
And he couldn't give up this enjoying spirit.
他就没有办法去放弃，就是不要再去享受这种性的这些东西。
Actually, what had happened is he had become attached to a prostitute.
那后来实际上是什么呢？他就依恋上一个妓女。 恋上一个妓女。
He would go regularly and visit this place.
然后他就定期的去看那个妓女。
And one time, after his father passed away, he was attending his father's funeral.
有一天，他父亲就是过世了，然后他在参加他父亲的葬礼。
And even though he was attending his own father's funeral, he couldn't get his mind off this attachment to the prostitute.
尽管他甚至在参加自己父亲的葬礼的时候，但是他内心想的都是那个妓女。
And he couldn't even stay for the end of the funeral.
甚至他连那个葬礼结束都没有等到结束。
He left early because he had to go see the prostitute.
他就去要去看那个妓女。
It just so happens that it was very, very rainy day.
那当时呢是一个一直在下雨的时候。
And the prostitute lived on the other side of the river.
那个妓女是住在河的对岸。
And he had to go across the river.
他必须要过河去看她。
So he came to the river, and it was very heavily raining.
那他就到了河边，当时下着倾盆大雨。
And the waters had swelled, and he couldn't get across without taking help from a log.
Log.
A log, piece of wood.
Yeah. Okay. 当时呢，那个基本上就快要就是河水满溢，要漫出来了，所以他必须要用一个浮木帮助，然后去过河。
When he got to the other side, he noticed that it wasn't a piece of wood; it was actually a dead body.
结果当他过了那个河以后，他才注意到他所认为的浮木实际上是一个死尸。
And then he came to the wall, and it was late at night.
那个时候已经是半夜。
And he couldn't get in because the gate was locked.
那个妓女他们家那个大墙，这个院门深锁，他没办法进。
He decided he had to climb over the wall.
所以他就决定要爬墙，要去看看。
It was a very high wall.
那是很高的墙，那个。
And he grabbed onto a vine to pull himself over the wall.
然后他就抓住那个你不知道是什么东西那楼上蔓藤，然后就爬上墙去。
And when he got to the top of the wall, he saw it wasn't a vine. He'd actually grabbed onto a serpent.
他等到他爬到了那个墙上以后，他才发现他抓住的甚至都不是蔓藤，而是一条蛇。啊 ，That snake really stay there.
So he got over on the other side of the wall and he went into the building.
然后他就翻过了那个墙以后，他就到了那个住宅那个房。
And he finally got to the prostitute late at night. She said, "What are you doing here so late?"
然后就终于在半夜三更的时候见到了那个妓女。然后那妓女见了说，哎，你这么晚了，你来做什么？
It's late. I've locked everything up.
啊，那么晚了，我已经把什么都关上了。
How did you get in here?
你怎么进来的？
And he told her the whole story about crossing the river and holding onto a dead body, holding onto a serpent.
他就告诉那个妓女他是怎么来的，他是怎么就是抓着一个死尸然后飘过那个河的，怎么是抓住的那条蛇爬过墙的。
And the prostitute looked at Bilvamangala Thakur and said, "If you were just as determined for Krishna as you were to come and see me tonight, you would be completely pure soul."
然后那个妓女很有 Krishna 意识，他就说，他说如果你能够就是说带着像今天晚上的这样的一种决心，去把这个决心放在 Krishna 身上的话，你就变成一个就是至纯至粹的灵魂了。
Those words pierced his heart.
那个妓女的话语刺进了他的心。
Realize what a fool he was.
然后他就一下子就是意识到自己是一个多么愚蠢的大傻瓜。
Prostitute acted like a guru for him.
哎，那个妓女对他来说就像一个灵性导师一样。
And he left that place.
然后他就离开那个地方。
And he decided he was going to renounce everything.
然后他当时就决定 ，OK， 要放弃一切了。
And as he was decided, he would go to Vrindavan.
然后他当时就决定要去 Vrindavan.
So while he was walking to Vrindavan,
在他往 Vrindavan 行走的路上的时候，
he still felt the strong attraction.
他还是 感受到特别强烈的受女人的吸引。
And he started to become overwhelmed by this attraction.
结果甚至有一次就那种感觉甚至淹没了他。
He saw a beautiful woman and began following her.
他又看到一个漂亮的女人，又开始去跟着她了。
So he walked into the home of the beautiful woman, and the husband was there.
那然后呢？他跟在后面，等到那个女人到了家以后，他看到人家有丈夫家里头。
And he approached the husband and told his husband what was on his mind.
然后他就去找到那个女人的丈夫，就跟他说他心中想的是什么。
So the husband was a very simple Brahmin.
那个女人的丈夫是一个非常单纯淳朴的一个 Brahmin。
If you want to join my wife, what can I do?
那然后，那个丈夫就跟他说：“如果你想要享受我的妻子的话，那我能做什么呢？”
So he said to his wife, "You go get ready to provide him pleasure."
哦，然后他就跟他的妻子甚至说 ：“OK， 你去为他提供那种快乐吧。”
Bilva Mangala Thakur walked into the room as the woman was dressing.
啊、哦，那个当那个 Bilva Mangala 他进入那个房间的时候，那个女人正在穿衣服，正在打扮。
She was letting down her hair.
哦，她就把自己的头发散开了。
And he approached her.
然后他就走近她。
He said, "Can you give me those pins?"
他把那个头发放开，不是都有那个叉子吗？什么别针？他就跟她说：“你能不能把你的那个针给我，那个别针给我，发簪给我？”
yes.So Bilva Mangala Thakur took the pins that the woman was using to hold up her hair、
嗯、
and he pushed them into his eyes and blinded himself.
他就把那个女的就是把头发竖起来的那种发簪我们叫或者是别针就插进自己的眼睛把自己弄瞎了。
He said, if I cannot see Krishna with these eyes, I do not deserve to see.、
嗯、他说如果我不能用这双眼睛看 Krishna 的话我不配看。
And then he continued his journey to Vrindavan.
然后他就继续往Vrindavan走。
Blind.
瞎子了，瞎了。
He walked by himself to Vrindavan.
他就是这样，在瞎的情况下就。
He would ask people for directions.
啊。
He would ask people for directions.
然后就是问人那个方向是什么。
He walked an awful long time.
啊，长走了很长时间。
So gradually he entered into the.Region of Vrindavan.
然后他就逐渐的就开始了，就是进入文达冷地区了。
And as he was resting in Vrindavan, one boy came and took interest in him.
那在他在那个文达冷地区里面，他有一天在休息的时候，有一个男孩子到他面前来，就是很好奇的发问。
And Bilva Mangala Thakur would ask the boy different questions about where he was.Because he didn't know he was in Vrindavan.
Oh, 然后呢，那个比尔瓦蒙格拉就问那个男孩，自己现在身在何处啊？等等这些，因为他不知道自己已经进入了文达文地区了。
And the boy would start telling him about, "Oh, you've entered into the transcendental land of Vrindavan."
嗯，然后那个少年就回答他说，哦，你已经进入了文达文这片超然的土地。
And the boy said, "I see that you cannot see."
那个男孩就说，我看到你好像。不能看东西了，瞎了。
So、the boy took some personal interest in him and started bringing him some food.
然后这个少年就开始照顾他，然后还给他带来食物。
He would bring him milk, and Bilva Mangala Thakur would take the milk.、
嗯、然后他给他带来牛奶，那比尔瓦蒙格拉他就会喝牛奶。
And the boy somehow took a regular interest in it, and every day he would come and sit and talk.
那个少年呢？不知怎的，每天都来，然后跟他坐在那儿聊天。
And Bilva Mangala Thakur became interested. Who is this boy who's taking this interest in me?
那然后那个比尔曼蒙格拉，当时他就觉得这个每天都来看我的这个男孩，他是谁呢
？Start asking him questions.
他然后就开始问他问题。
Who are you?
说你是谁呀、
啊、？Where are you from?
你从哪来
？And the boy would say, "I."Coward boy in this village. I live in this village.
啊，那个男孩就说，我就是一个牧牛童，我就住在这个村里头。
What? How did you know that I hadn't eaten?
Hadn't.
How did you know that I hadn't eaten? That Bill Mangala Thakur would say, how did you know that I hadn't eaten?
Didn't.
How did you know that I haven't been eating, that you were bringing me food?
Okay. 那比尔巴蒙格拉就问那个少年说，你怎么知道我一直都没有吃东西、啊
oh, the boy said, oh, in this village, nobody fasts.
嗯，然后那个男孩就说，在这个村庄里没有人断食。
And then they started having different dialogue and conversations.
然后他们就开始进行就是各种各样的对话。
And Bill Mangala Thakur started asking really pointed questions about what does he do, he's a cowherd boy,What does he do during the day? What does he do during night?
然后比尔蒙格拉就一直在问他这个男孩，你一个牧牛童，你白天做什么呀？晚上做什么呀？等等这些事情。
And gradually, Bill Mangala Thakur began to suspect that maybe this cowherd boy might be a special person.
然后比尔蒙格拉慢慢就感觉到这个牧牛童可能是个很特殊的人。
And he said, I think I know who you are.
然后他就跟他说，我好像觉得我知道你是谁。
The boy said, oh, how do you know who I am? You can't see. How would you know who I am?
然后那少年就说了，你根本都看不见我，你怎么知道我是谁？
Bill Mangala Thakur said, you're playing games with me now. I know who you are.
然后那 Bill Mangala 就说了，哦，你现在在跟我玩游戏，我知道你是谁。
And he would start jumping, trying to catch the boy.
然后他就开始就是试图跳起来，去抓住那个男孩。
And the boy wouldn't let him catch him.
那那个男孩就不让他抓住他。
And Bill Mangala Thakur started running and said, "You can't get away from me now."
然后那个比尔蒙格拉就说，就四处就是摸索，就说你再也不能从我这儿逃走了。
And he said, "Now that I have you, you'll never leave. I'll never let you go."
就现在这样，他 the first sentence.
Now that I have you, I'll never let you go.
他说现在我得到你了，我再也不让你走了。
But the boy wouldn't allow himself to be captured.
但是那个男孩怎么都不会让比尔蒙格拉抓住他。
Bill Mangala Thakur says, "Oh, you can try to escape my grip, the grasp of my hands, but you'll never be able to escape my heart."
然后比尔蒙格拉就说了，你也许就是让我的手抓不到你，但是你永远都不可能从我心中逃走。
And the boy was Krishna.
那个男孩就是 Krishna.
And Krishna had come.
Krishna
personally.
亲自到他面前，亲自来照顾他。
And Bill Mangala Thakur actually was very old.
那比尔蒙格拉那个时候已经是挺老了。
And he gave up his life.
最后他就是放。
At a very old age, Krishna was massaging his heart.
那是在他很老的时候离开他的身躯，但是 Krishna 在按摩他的心。
So this is how Krishna takes care of his devotees, even if we have attachments.
所以这个就是 Krishna 是怎么样的在照顾他的奉献者，哪怕我们这些奉献者心中还有各种各样的执着和
疑问。Doesn't mean that we have to take pins and blind ourselves.
当然了，这并不意味着我们必须要拿别针，然后把自己给刺瞎了。
This is not the moral of the story.
这我们现在讲的不是一个什么道德的故事或者是什么。
To take pins and blind your eyes if you cannot see Krishna.
你就是因为你看不到 Krishna， 因此你把眼睛给刺瞎什么的。
The moral of the story is that we may have so many attachments within our hearts.
最关键这个故事讲的就是说，我们的心中也许有很多的执着和依恋。
And we may think it's so difficult ourselves to give them up.
我们也许认为我们就是放弃这些执着和依恋是那么的困难。
But Krishna will help us as long as we don't give up.
但是只要我们不放弃 ，Krishna 就会帮助我们。
Just as Krishna spoke through the words of the prostitute.
实际上是 Krishna， 他是透过那个妓女在讲话。
It helped him all along the way.
然后。一直的随着他的在这灵性上继续走，一直在帮助他。
So he was able to give up his attachments.
然后让他最后终于能够放弃他自己的那个执着和依恋。
But giving up the attachments is not so painful.
但是呢 ，you mean Krishna's help with
what when you have Krishna's lotus feet?
Yeah, 当你一个人就是有 Krishna 的莲花足在你心中的时候。你放弃那些执着和依恋，就不是那么困难的一件事情。
Ultimately, Krishna let him take his lotus feet.
最终 ，Krishna 就会让你去抓住他的莲花。
As he held those feet to his heart.
让您在他的心中，在你的心中有他的莲花座。
And while holding Krishna's feet to his heart, Nilvimangalam Thakur gave up his body.
所以说，当然了，最后这个 Krishna 就让 Bilvamangala 就是抓住他的莲花座了。然后当他把 Krishna 的莲花座捧在他的这个心中的这个时候，那他就 Krishna 就让他
went to the spiritual world.
然后他离开这个物质躯体以后，就直接回到了灵性世界。
Have to take material birth again.
就不需要再又在物质世界里投生了。
Because Krishna wants to take these attachments away.
因为 Krishna 想要把他的那些执着和依恋拿走。
Because as long as we remain attached to these things, we have to come back again and again to enjoy them.
因为只要我们还要执着这个物质世界里面依恋这个物质里头的事物的话，我们就会一次又一次的在这个物质世界里投生。
So because Krishna loves us.
那由于 Krishna 是那么的爱我们。
And even once if we call out his name, Krishna, from today on, I am yours.
哪怕只有一次，我们就是真诚的呼唤 Krishna 说 ，Krishna， 现在我是你的了。
Krishna will never forget.
Krishna 永远就都不会忘记我们。
Never forget.
永远他不会遗忘。
That's why Vyasadeva gave us Srimad Bhagavatam.
正因为如此 ，Vyasadeva 给了我们圣典国家瓦塔。
He gave us Krishna completely in Srimad Bhagavatam.
他透过整部的圣典国家瓦塔，把 Krishna 完完整整的。
And in the beginning of this Srimad Bhagavatam, when Narada Muni was speaking to Vyasadeva,
在这个圣典薄伽瓦坛的一开始啊，那个 Narada Muni 跟 Vyasadeva 讲话。
He told Vyas.
他告诉 Vyasa.
Anyone who gives up his material occupation to engage in Krishna's service.
说任何一个人如果放弃物质的那些个职责，而是为至尊主做服务的话。
Will never be unsuccessful. Will never be unsuccessful.
这种人永远都不会不成功，永远都会成功。意思是
，On the other hand, a non-devotee, even if he perfectly engages in all his worldly duties,
相反，一个非奉献者，哪怕他在从事他的各种各样的职责的时候，做的是非常非常的完美。
Ultimately, he won't gain anything.
最终，他什么也得不到。
And in the next verse, he gives a very important instruction.
然后在接下来的一节诗里，他给了非常重要的教导。
He says, "My dear Vyas."
他说，我亲爱的 Vyas.
Even though a devotee of Lord Krishna may sometimes fall down somehow or other,
哪怕 Krishna 的奉献者有的时候以某种方式堕落了，
he'll never become an ordinary fruitive worker again.
但是他也永远都不会变成一个普通的一个功利性活动者。
Because anyone who has only once tasted the nectar from Krishna's lotus feet,
因为任何一个人，他只要哪怕一次品尝过至尊主 Krishna 的莲花足的甘露的话，
will never forget that ecstasy.
他永远都不会遗忘那种心醉神迷的感受。
Never forget.
永远都不会。
Even one moment.
哪怕是片刻
，One moment tasting the nectar of surrender to Krishna，
他哪怕只有片刻，全心的投靠皈依了 Krishna。
The devotee will never be able to get that ecstasy.
他所感受到的那种心醉神迷的感受，他永远都不会再把它忘了。
Therefore, Narada told Vyas to give Srimad Bhagavatam.
正因为如此 ，Narada Muni 告诉 Vyasadeva。让他呈现这部圣典不加。
Give them Krishna.
说把 Krishna 给予他们。
Even if they only for a moment they get one little taste of Krishna.
他们就是这些个世人，如果哪怕有片刻，就是品尝到了那个 Krishna 的一滴甘露的话。
They'll never forget that experience.
他们永远都不会再忘记这样的感受。
And although they may try to forget at some point later,
哪怕他们尽最大的努力想要遗忘 Krishna,
Just like that boy who came to the temple.
就像那个波士顿庙的那个少年。
Not only did he try to forget,
你看看，不，这不仅仅是努力的要忘记他。
He tried to make every possible arrangement for Krishna to forget him.
他甚至到最后什么呢？想尽各种各样的办法，让 Krishna 把他给忘了。
But he couldn't forget.
但是就是忘不了。
That is the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个就是圣典薄伽瓦坛之门。
Anywhere you, Prabhupada, we used to say, if you'd have a sweet ball, wherever you lick on it, it's just as sweet. Doesn't make any difference.
嗯，所以帕帕的经常举一个例子说，如果你有一个甜球的话，哪怕你是舔一下，也是甜的。吃整个的或者舔一下都是甜的，不会有任何区别。
Srimad Bhagavatam is sweet everywhere.
圣典薄伽瓦坛整个篇章当中都充满了甜美的甘露。
When we hear Srimad Bhagavatam as Krishna intended it to be heard. When we hear Srimad Bhagavatam as Krishna intended it to be heard.
当然了，就是说那个当我们聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛的时候，是就是 Krishna 就是要让聆听的。
That is,
那种时候。
That is the message in this verse.
所以这个就是这一节诗的信息。
Although we didn't read much of the commentary.
尽管我们并没有太去读那么多的那个要旨的部分。
Well, I'm sure you'll read it next week.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sure you'll read that commentary.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Okay.
Did I scare you?
我是不是把你们给吓死了？ These people are not smart. Already very interesting.
听
得很入睡，很入睡。They very, very taste this.
Okay.Huh?
Do you want to finish?
What time is it?
Now it's 8:30.
I was going to stop at 8:30.
Yeah, okay. So okay. You don't say Srimad.
Well, unless they want to ask a question.
Oh, okay. 大家有什么问题吗？有人想问问题吗？慧慧，问个问题。上一次那个谁，那个若男问了一个问题，问一问。黑哥，要问问题吗？
我现在心中在回荡。
I asked you a question. She said she will digest the whole message. And I asked him, he said, all this message is just in you know, my heart, my mind.
It's in his mind?
Yeah.
The boy from Boston, his story is going to be haunting.
Yeah. Actually, very encouraging. Very strong love-hate relationship. Actually, very encouraging. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. I've told that story quite a few times.
Yeah.
Huh?是很不完美，其实人与人之间彼此那种碰撞，我觉得，到我应该怎么训练自我？那么去跨越，因为有时候真的，可能对阅读，对这按摩什么，因为我觉得，因为我们还有很多欲望跟执着跟依恋，所以很难跨越。那怎么样去渐进的可以去达到让自己跟这个？
No one in this world are perfect. So when people, you know, they connect each other, you know, have a relationship, always have some arguments and fighting, all these kind of things. So how can I, you know, particularly what should I do to overcome this? Because every time things happen, I feel uncomfortable.
With herself or when she sees it in others?
No, she herself had this problem. So,
how to overcome?
Yeah, this then uncomfortable feeling, you know, how to become more Krishna consciousness? This is the question.
This is the only way.
Listen to Srimad Bhagavatam.
Chinadapi sunichina taronapi sahishtana manina manadina kirtaniya siddhari. You know this verse?
他说你们知道不知道这个是那个就是前三那八旬归里第三节比一棵草还要什么
Yes, one can chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind.
一个人如果就是说内心保持非常的谦卑的话就可以一直不断的吟诵
I mentioned this the night before last during the initiation.
我在那个就是前天晚上就是启迪的时候我讲过这个。
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that one has to take this verse and string it around his neck on the holy name of the Lord for constant remembrance.
Krishna Das Kaviraj, 他就讲说，人应该把这，就是刚才他念的这一节诗，第三节诗，应该把它给绕在脖子上，就是为了能够一直不断的吟诵吟唱Hare Krishna。
Constant remembrance.
就是意，其实他的意思是一直不断的要记住这节诗。
It's a very, very important verse.
这节诗非常非常重要，就是一个人应该比一棵稻草还要谦卑，比一棵树还要宽容忍受。
If you don't know it, you should memorize it.
They can.
They know it.
Yeah, because almost every Sunday. But in Chinese, not the Sanskrit.
Okay, as long as they know the meaning.
Yeah.
You have to remember that whenever you experience these things.
他说，每一次当你体验这种事的时候，你就要回忆起这些事。
Just tolerate.
就是忍受。
To become more tolerant than a tree.
要变得比一棵树还要忍受。
The tree is drying up, it won't ask anyone for water.
这个树它哪怕是枯干掉了，他也不会要求别人给他水。
And if somebody breaks its branches, tree will never complain.
谁把那个树枝撅断了，树也不会去抱怨。
And you have to be more tolerant than a tree. And you have to be more tolerant than a tree.
那我们要变得比树还要宽容忍受。
And ready to offer respect to everyone.
然后要准备随时向所有的人致以敬意。
That's hard.
这是很困难的事。
Ready to respect everyone.
要准备就是尊重所有的人。
And not expect any respect for yourself.
而且呢，自己从不期望任何人尊重自己。
气节。
You have to practice it.
你必须要练习。
But then someday it becomes realized.
那你不断的练习的话，有一天它就会成为体悟。
There's always conflict in the material world.
在这个物质世界里，永远都有这个冲突。
There's no way to get away from it.
你不可能说有一天就是摆脱了什么冲突的状态。
It's built for conflict.
这个物质世界它的构建本来就是为了就是冲突。
It's not built for harmony.
这个物质世界不是为了什么要它的结构不是一个和平的结构不是
If it were built for harmony there would be no reason to be here
那如果说这个物质世界是一个构造是一个和谐的话那我们在这儿就没什么为什么要在这儿
Because the harmony is in the spiritual world
因为和谐是灵性世界里有的
And we're not there
我们没在那儿
Somehow we chose to be here.
我们不知怎的就选择到这儿来了。
So it's built for conflict.
所以说这个世界是建构成为是实际上是一个纷争的一个世界。
Prabhupada used to quote Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and he would say that purification comes in the fire of ordeal. Ordeal, difficulties.
那个圣帕帕的经常就是回忆就是Bhakti Siddhanta 他的灵印导师讲的话说净化是从困境中来的
So we have to learn to tolerate these difficulties.
所以我们必须要学习怎么样忍受这些困难。
I told you before what was the very first verse I learned.
啊，我以前就告诉过你们，就是我第一节诗学的是什么。
Remember what it was?
你们记得不记得是什么？
Bhagavad Gita.
国家梵歌。
Matra sparsha stupanteya sitoshna. You know this verse? Sitoshna sukadukata. The non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of the winter and summer seasons.
就是我们学了一些诗，正如春季和冬季夏季，冬季和夏季轮流到来一样，短暂的快乐和痛苦也是都是不请自来的，就是那节诗。
It arises from sense perception, and one has to learn to tolerate them without being disturbed.
所以说一个人应该忍受这些来自感官带来的痛苦，感官感觉。
These verses are not just to memorize. These verses are not just for memorizing.
这些个诗不是我们只是把它背下来就好了。
Supposed to learn how to apply them.
而实际上要让我们学习怎么运用它，运用。
It's just like sometimes when devotees take initiation, I ask them what are the four regular principles.
就像有一次，就有一个奉献者接受启迪，然后我就问他四项原则是什么。
And it almost seems like they think I'm testing them to see if they remembered what the four regular principles were.
那他们以为我是在考验他们，检测他们，他们是不是记得住这四项原则。
And after they finish, they feel relieved. Oh, I remembered what the four regular principles
were. 然后等到他们讲完这四项原则以后，他就觉得，哎呀，终于松了口气，我把它都背完了。
So I always tell them, I'm not testing your memory.
然后他说我总是告诉他们，我并没有在检测你的记忆力。
You're taking vows.
你实际上是在发誓。
You have to realize it. You have to apply them, not just remember them. I know what the four vows are.
你不是只是就是记住它，然后就是你应该去运用它，你应该去真正的去实行它，不是你只是好，我记得住这四项原则，不是这个样子。
So, also memorizing verses is not just so that you can remember what the verses are. You have to apply them.
他说，不是说你能够背诵那些诗就完了，你必须要运用那些诗的内容教导。
So when some difficulty comes, you immediately think, oh.These arise from sense perception, and I have to tolerate it without being disturbed.
所以说，每当感到有困难，面临困难的时候，我们应该对自己说，这些都是来自感官的感觉，我必须要去忍受它们。
And the more you practice it, the more Krishna makes it easier for you.
那你越这么练习 ，Krishna 最后就让你就是度过这些难关越容易。
And if you don't practice, it's very difficult.
如果我们不去练习的话，那就变得非常的困难。
Okay. We will stop here.
所以我们在这儿就停了。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.你要讲了吗？还有谁？
在。